Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called Because Barbara. And it's got a subtitle, okay, which means a second sentence that goes with the title that explains to you maybe a little bit more about what the book is about. And the subtitle is called Barbara Cooney Paints Her World. The story is by Sarah McKenzie and the pictures are by Eileen Ryan Ewan. And if you think to yourself, Barbara Cooney, we've heard that name before. You're right. Yep, we have heard it before. Because we've read several of her books. And we're going to talk about her. And we're going to enjoy learning. Are you ready? Awesome. So the story is read by Mommy and... No.
I'm Goo-Goo.
Oh, you're a baby.
No, I'm not a baby. I'm a Goo-Goo.
Just Goo-Goo?
If I was a baby, I would be saying Goo-Goo Gaga.
Aha. Oh, you're right. You would follow it up with the Gaga.
My name's actually Goo.
Just Goo?
Goo-Goo.
Do people ever call you Goo for short?
No, my name is Goo-Goo.
Goo-Goo. Huh? Fair enough.
Just don't call me names.
I would never dream of it. Yeah. Always use kind words. All right. Are you ready, Goo? Goo? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. When she was a wisp of a girl, Barbara Cooney spent her summers in Maine. Among colorful sprays of wildflowers, sparkling waves of ocean, and salty sea air, Barbara noticed everything. Okay, quickly, do you know what a wisp is? If it says that she's a wisp of a girl, okay, so a wisp is a very small, thin thing, okay? And it's very tiny. And so they're saying when she was a very small, thin little girl. And do you know where Maine is? Because Maine is actually in the United States. But where we live right now, we are in Southern California. And Maine is... literally the opposite side of the country. So if you were to draw a, let's say a rectangle in your mind, okay, so there's four sides, and you put a dot in the bottom left-hand corner, and then you put a dot in the top right-hand corner. Well, we would be living down here in this Southern California, the very bottom one, and she would be living way up here at the top right. She's on the far side of the country from us. At home in New York, she watched her mother paint. You try it, Barbara, her mother urged. And because Barbara did whatever she set her mind to, she painted. But alone in her room, the colorful sprays of wildflowers and sparkling waves of the ocean didn't show up on the page. Not yet.
Oh, to paint like Mama,
thought Barbara. Oh, her mom is a painter. When I was a little girl, my mommy was very, very good at writing, and I always wanted to write like her one day.
Now you made a book, so.
Yep, I did. Each day, Barbara got up and washed her face and ate breakfast with her brothers. She went to school and came home and did her homework, and pretty soon, she was all grown up. Barbara still loved to paint, so she decided to become an illustrator. And because Barbara did whatever she set her mind to, she began illustrating books for children. Her publishers, however, wouldn't let her use color.
It's too expensive to print, Barbara, they told her. We don't know if anyone would buy your books yet. You have to prove yourself first.
But my heart and soul are in color, thought Barbara. And still, she kept making her black and white line drawings. And soon, Barbara had children of her own. Barbara's heart and home grew. She settled her family in a little town of Pepperell, Massachusetts, where her husband was the town doctor. That's handy. One autumn day, as Barbara gathered witch hazel in the woods, she passed a little barn. The sun, low in the sky, shone through the doorway, setting a golden stage for a flock of chickens. White, gold, black, and rust-colored chickens. Speckled and laced chickens, chickens with crests on their heads and with feathered legs and iridescent tails.
What's that thing?
I think that thing is her child. So in the picture, we can see her walking through the woods, and we can see her kids playing behind her, and they're all in different funny outfits. So she's seeing these chickens. I would like to draw those chickens, thought Barbara. Later, Barbara found those same chickens in the stories she read of knights and castles, and she illustrated them. But because Barbara did whatever she set her mind to, every detail in the art represented what had really grown in the time of knights and castles. This time, the beauty Barbara held inside her did show up on the page. And this time, her publisher agreed to print her art in color. Now, in the picture, we can see a red, yellow, and black, and blue chicken. And we can see a fox coming after the chicken. Now, can you think of a story that we just read recently about this?
Oh, Chanticleer.
Mm-hmm. After the book was published, she was bestowed the highest award for an American illustrator, the Randolph Caldecott Medal. Now, back in Pepperell, Barbara set her drawing table in the corner of the busiest room in the house. While visiting family vacation house in Maine, she tucked watercress sandwiches into a wicker hamper and gathered her children for picnics. She taught them to see what she saw, to love what she loved, and to take in the delicious wide world. To truly capture the world's beauty on her page, she decided she'd need to see the world up close. And because Barbara did whatever she put her mind to, she climbed Mount Olympus to see how things looked from Zeus's point of view. Now, do you know what that might be? Who is Zeus? Do you remember?
No.
Okay. So, a long, long time ago, the Greek people believed in lots of different things, lots of gods who would do things. And their number one god, the guy who was in charge of all the other gods, his name was Zeus. It's all in books like the Odyssey. Or the Iliad, I guess. Okay. Anyways, she slept in Sleeping Beauty's castle. She spent a week in the Appalachian Mountains to watch the sun.
Sleeping Beauty's castle?
Mm-hmm. Now, she spent a week in the Appalachian Mountains to watch the sun set in the valley. And after her children were all grown up, Barbara's heart called her back to the salty sea. She moved to Maine and began to work on her next book, while a new house was built around her. Alongside the pounding of hammers and the screaming of saws, Barbara made her best illustrations yet, and she won her second Caldecott Medal. And now, the very place she loved most became her palette. From her paintbrush flew gulls and terns and cormorants and spruce-covered islands, and healing sailboats and mists of fog, the colorful sprays of lupines and sparkling waves of the ocean, and the salty sea air, it all arrived on her page, just as it lived in her heart. Barbara grew old. On a visit to the library in her little town by the sea, she noticed dingy paint, a leaky roof, two crammed shelves and cramped spaces.
This is not a proper home for books, thought Barbara. No, a library should be a kind of paradise.
And when she closed her eyes, The library transformed in her mind. Barbara determined that something must be done. And because Barbara did whatever she set her mind to, she wrote to her illustrator friends and requested that they send artwork for an auction. 75 artists contributed their work.
A howling success,
said Barbara, and her little town by the edge of the sea would get a new library. To celebrate, Barbara threw a splendid summer party. Dark settled, sparklers burned, and the night sky twinkled with low-lying stars. Barbara Cooney set out to make the world more beautiful, and because Barbara did whatever she set her mind to, that's what she did. Now, in the back of the book, we can learn more about this person who made all this artwork, but I would like to point out that we have done Chanticleer and the Fox, Miss Rumphius, and Oxcart Man, but I haven't gotten my hands on Island Boy or Hattie and the Wild Waves or Mary Lynn Ray yet, but I've got to do that, don't you think? So if you would like to hear more about Barbara Cooney's books, you can look for them here on my playlists. And my friends, I really hope that you enjoyed today's story.
See you later.
Yeah, the end.